Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting third, the second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Clay Bryant. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clay Bryant. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second, the left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting third, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting fifth, the catcher, Al Todd. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Pep Young. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Weaver. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Weaver. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner takes first base on ball four. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive towards third. Brubaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges bunts towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker takes first base on ball four. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. There goes Brubaker. The throw from Hartnett to second, and Brubaker is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cavaretta scores. Marte moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marte scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Todd and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver strikes out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickshott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wainer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Marte. Wainer reaches second base with a double. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-1 in the game. Soor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Marte who is chasing the ball. Soor reaches third base with a triple. Wainer scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soor scores. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brubaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd moves to second. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd moves to third. Brubaker moves to second. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Weaver takes first base on ball 4. Todd scores. Brubaker moves to third. Handley moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Charlie Root now pitching. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brubaker scores. Handley scores. Weaver moves to second. It's 5-2, Pirates. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive towards first. Soar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Soar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Todd moves to second. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. Gallen moves to third. It's 5-3, Pirates. Bill Swift now pitching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Demery reaches second base with a double. Gallen scores. Herman moves to third. It's 5-4, Pirates. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swift fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickshott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. One out. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Soar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Soar for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Todd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brubaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Handley steals second. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Root, and towards Herman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges is hit by the pitch. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges moves to third. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Joe Marte. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Charlie Root. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Cavaretta steals second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is walked intentionally. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Cavaretta scores. Frey moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Russ Bauer's now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields it and throws to home to get Frey. Hack moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing center field. Roy Parmley now pitching. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerges. Archie Vaughn pinch hits for Johnny Dickshot. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn bunts towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Soor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Soor reaches second base with a double. Wehner scores. Wehner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Todd is walked intentionally. Tex Carlton now pitching. Red Lucas pinch hits for Bill Brubaker. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-4 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Soor moves to third. Todd moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.